Exercise 3. In one study in 1959 by Dr. J.C. Wright, who was then in charge of cancer research at Bellevue Medical Center in New York, 15 terminal cancer patients were given instructions to spend as much time as possible out of doors during the warmer months. They were to avoid artificial light or light received by the eyes through glass, including sunglasses or reading glasses. Dr. Wright had become attracted to the idea that light energy entering the eyes might possibly be a growth-regulating factor as far as tumor development was concerned. Dr. Wright and her assistants observed that at the end of the summer, 14 of the 15 patients showed no further advancement in tumor development. Afterward, it was discovered that the one patient whose condition had gotten worse had continued to wear prescription glasses which blocked the ultraviolet portion of natural sunlight from reaching the eyes. The study carried out by Dr. J.C. Wright on 15 terminal cancer patients suggested that natural sunlight entering directly to the eyes may be very effective in stopping the progression of their cancers.